What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Another busy day in the books here recording. December 7th, 2023. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate you for checking out the Pearl Project Podcast. All K-State sports. We are free and available whenever we do post content daily. So there's that. Well, it was after the recording last night of getting caught. Obviously, there's been a lot going on with K-State sports. Obviously, the regular season for football is a wrap, but there's plenty to get caught up on that. Treasure portal stuff, which is in and out and going on still. And we had a development all my focus was on Colin Klein, right? Yesterday, getting that pot up, and that pot episode is out now, wherever you get your podcast. But also, another important development finally reached its conclusion, and unfortunately, and when I popped on K-State Twitter late last night, why is Richard Litton being trending on K-State feed? Well, turns out, he's not. The article that I read on ESPN looks, ESPN does not have on him, but it looks like Richard Litton had his fingerprints all over Naquan Tomlin. Obviously, Tomlin hasn't played this season and unfortunately will not be a part of the K-State men's program moving forward. They suspended him throughout, he's no longer a part of the team, and the suspension will be complete, apparently. So, Naquan Tomlin will not return after, of course, if I go back to this timeline for Naquan, right? Back over a month or so ago, right? Naquan Tomlin, before this season started, got in trouble off the court. If you know what happened with Naquan Tomlin, then you know. But if you don't, you can Google it, because I'm not going to go through all those details, right? Not even for the season. You're a fade. And the thing was, look, I'm not going to, if you're looking for me to comment on Richard Litton, because it looks like he had all his fingerprints all over the decision, on his decision, I'm not going to get to him right now. So I'm not going to touch that right now. So let me continue to digest on that, because I was definitely confused, because Litton, his name was definitely all over a lot of K-State fans when I popped up on K-State Twitter last night. So I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. But look, you're the fade back to Naquan Tomlin. Reason why he's no longer officially part of the program. Look, it looked like Jerome Tang maybe was going to bring him back. And fortunately, at least right now for K-State men's basketball, a.k.a. Arthur Kaluma and Tyler Perry doing some work, Cam Carter in the mix, this team is still winning for the time being. And I'll get to that here later. But look, Naquan Tomlin, you're the face of the program. Your face is pretty much all over KC, driving the bubble. I've done plenty of driving over the past year as 2023 is about to come to a close. Your face of the program, your face here, your face pops up on the K-State football billboards everywhere, right? And you make obviously, I'm not trying to downplay this, not because obviously I know better, but you are the top player, obviously coming back, or supposed to be coming back anyways. You get in trouble with, what was it, a week out or something like that? It had to be less than that, or somewhere around there, before the season ever starts. And then, of course, Jerome Tang wasn't happy about it. So, obviously, he had to do what he had to do there. And he did not give a specific timeline. Because, look, we all thought, okay, is he going to bring him back, whatnot? I know Alex talked to me, and Alex talked about it a couple weeks ago on one of the episodes of the podcast, the Pearl Project podcast, there, what we're going to do. And then, after I recorded the episode, which is out now, of Colin Klein moving on, taking the A&M job, you can find that. I'm not going to go down that avenue because I already talked about that. So again, you want my thoughts on that, go back, check out that episode, which has already been out from last night on the Pro Project Podcast feed. Again, wherever you get your podcast. And then hop on. Obviously, a lot of people upset. Again, I'm not going to, again, it looks like from the view from a pit box, Richard Lynn had his decision on it, all over his fingerprints, all over the decision here. Even though, yes, Gene Taylor did make it official here as well. Look, Naquan started all the games last year, or played in all the games last year. Averaged 10 points a game. This was supposed to be your centerpiece this year for this team. And again, no shots. Kluma's been terrific. Perry has been outstanding. Those are our two big transfer. And McNair, Will McNair Jr. Woo! I did not expect, and I know it's a little early in the season still, but I did not expect that much production from Will McNair Jr. So I got to give him a lot of credit there. He's been playing well too. That's three transfer I just named off. And they have one, Quez Glover, that's out with an injury right now. That's a score too. So he's going to be out for another couple weeks. But if Glover plays like he did for his former team, this team, I mean, granted, you have a Naquan Tomlin on this team, woo, that's a lot of firepower. But yeah, unfortunately, the news did come out officially that Naquan Tomlin is no longer part of the men's basketball program here at Kansas State. And for one, I am very sad here. And we're back on the podcast, Pro Project Podcast here. I'm going to finish this up real quick. But look, very, very unfortunate, very sad that Naquan will not be a part of this program. He was said to graduate, right? I saw that somewhere. Somebody posted that recently today. I saw that. So, again, I'm not 100% sure about that. But very unfortunate because the way that these new transfers are playing right now, he could have been a huge, obviously, again, he was supposed to be the centerpiece of this team. Obviously, with Cam Carter coming back, obviously, and Cam's playing the way he's playing, and then you have the transfers doing what they're doing right now. that's very unfortunate that a little Aggie, well, I shouldn't say little because nothing good happens. Nothing good happens after 10:30 at night. My parents always told me that, yeah, you stay away from whatever situation is possible because you just don't know what's going to happen. And in this world today, I don't have to tell y'all, K-State Nation and other folks who listen to this podcast know about that as well. Let's see. I want to say, yeah, Gene Taylor, athletic director, who got another extension, said, quote, for not living up to expectations, we require our players, and then it goes on to say this, quote, disorderly conduct, brawling, or fighting at a local sports bar last year, obviously. Daywan Tomlin, huge role. He played a monumentous role in why K-State made it deep into the tournament last year there as well. And then I'm going to finish with Gene Taylor's last quote here. Quote, we appreciate your passion for our men's basketball team and for Naquan. And he said, quote, please know that together we stand united to do what is best for this young man's personal development and growth and to do what is best to uphold the values of our teams at the universities large. So, I mean, and then, of course, there are a lot of folks that are not pleased, and I'm gonna put this nicely here, not pleased with Richard Lynn. Of course, Richard Lynn, for those of you who are new to the podcast, is the K-State University president. So again, I'm not going to touch that right now. But yes, the huge news, obviously Colin Klein yesterday morning, and then apparently somewhere in there, it got lost. Naquan is no longer, will be not a part of this year. They welcome Gene Taylor, the folks up higher, of the higher chain, we're going to say, Naquan Tomlin ain't coming back at all. So that's going to answer that question there as well. It's going to be, again, me and Alex, we will discuss it because it's been a minute since Alex, since me and him last been on the podcast together. Again, if you tuned into the pod or you listened to the previous podcast, you know I mentioned it briefly, so I won't mention that situation. Well, I haven't mentioned the situation. That is personal, so I'm not going to go into any of that details. Those details there, but yeah, so again, like I said, Naquan is on the court now. I think this team is offensively and defensively, but the sky was the limit for this. And remember, Naquan almost declared for the NBA draft, and now, oh my goodness, how things have changed from the summer until the end of 2023. My goodness, so yeah. Yes, man, that's hard to explain, man. Hard to explain. You're right there again, face of the program, pretty much. And then obviously, you know, you go around now, it's, I think, Cam Carter. And I know here in town it was Naquan, but now it's the rest of his team, well, his former teammates now, as you say, as well. But I got to get rolling here in the pod. I just want to come on here and get you guys caught up. I will be back on here later on tonight. Gabby Gregory makes a little history herself. That also got lost as well. So that's why we're all things K-State Sports on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Whenever you get your podcast, that's going to wave the checkered flag on this episode again. Starting to get back in the flow of things here. And soon as I make a hammer decision on, of course, my future off the podcast, we're going to start really getting back into things here for this K-State podcast. Right now, it's going to do it right now. Again, big news from men's basketball. Naquan Tomlin suspended completely from the K-State men's basketball team. Eddie Greer, Alex Hayden, this has been another edition of Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!